East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Councillors have been dispatched to assist a South Coast family after four of their members were killed on New Year's Eve. Officials from the Department of Social Development were in Umzumbe today to visit the family and community as the hunt for suspects continue. It's understood that gunmen entered the Kele family's home last week Wednesday and demanded money from those inside. They opened fire on the occupants after they were told they had no money on them. It's understood that a woman and her two daughters were killed. A 45-year-old man was also declared deceased at the scene. KZN MEC Mbali Shinga was there today.
Well, we are here today to offer the family, the community and the relatives the support that they might need going forward, especially psychosocial support, because there are children left behind. There are family members who were in this yard during the day.
A police officer and a man believed to be an arms dealer are behind bars after being caught at a roadblock in a vehicle allegedly loaded with firearms and ammunition. They were arrested during an operation at the Marion Hill Toll Plaza today as thousands took to the roads to return to work. KZN Transport MEC Siboniso Duma says the suspects could not account for the firearms found in their possession or the more than 800 rounds of ammunition. Duma says the vehicle they were travelling in has been impounded after it was found to be illegally fitted with security lights.
And some of them could not account in terms of the permit, because if you're a dealer, if you're a lawless man, you must also do it. Gunsmith, you must also do it the same. But they've been charged already and we are going to follow that process. Their vehicles, it's got a lot of lights, the lights that are not supposed to be.
And on the international front, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for respect for the political independence of states. It's after the United States seized Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and said it was in charge of the country. Guterres urged respect for the principles of sovereignty, according to remarks read on his behalf by Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo during a UN Security Council meeting on Venezuela.
In situations as confused, as complex as the one we now face, it is important to stick to principles. Respect for the UN Charter and all other applicable legal frameworks to safeguard peace and security. Respect for the principles of sovereignty, political independence, and territorial integrity of states. The prohibition of the threat or use of force. The power of the law must prevail.
Maduro is due to appear in a New York court this afternoon with his wife, Celia Flores. The couple face narco trafficking charges. Outside court, dozens are picketing, demanding his release.
U.S. out of everywhere! Your troops on the ground, no bombs in the air!
Durban, a high of 32 tomorrow. Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay, 35. For the Newswatch team, I'm Noshera Sudhial.